November 13th, Friday. Have you heard the story about a prince and a pauper? Prince Edward, son of Henry VIII, was born inside of Blessings. On the same day, in a back street in London, a boy named Tom was born as a pauper. One day, more than 10 years later, Tom was being chased by his father, so he unexpectedly hid in the royal palace. There, Tom met Prince Edward, and the two of them eerily resembled each other. The prince, who was frustrated in the royal palace, wanted to freely roam the streets of London with his friends. That was his dream. And Tom, the pauper, dreamed of becoming a prince. As a joke, the two decided to change clothes. This took place at the prince's request, who wanted to go outside the palace and play for a while. However, the prince, who went outside the royal palace, was quickly mistaken as the pauper Tom and began his life as a beggar. Even though he claimed to be a prince, no one believed it. No matter how much he shouted, it was useless. If you forget who you are and the worth of what you have received, you will live like a beggar. You are a child of God who will inherit the kingdom of heaven. So you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then an heir through God. Galatians 4:7. True power, the prayer of 25 hours. Genesis 3:15. I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and her offspring. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel. If you enjoy the prayer of 25 hours on a regular basis, you'll see God's answers in the problems and the situations that you face. When the kingdom of God entered the lives of the seven remnants of the Bible, they could not be stopped. What answers did they receive? Number one, status. Your status begins as an answer because the triune God is with you forever. This is the mystery of the kingdom of God that God's children will enjoy. The seven remnants of the Bible enjoyed their unchanging status in all circumstances and eventually became witnesses. Number two, background. The background of heaven always follows your status. When children of God pray, doors to heaven open, the Lord sends his angels, and your prayers are answered. At this time, the answer of 25 hours will come to you that the people in the world cannot make. Through your status and background, God has given you the authority to overcome Satan, who reigns on earth. This fact is the main story that is told in the Bible. To those who believe in this, God will give everything that has been hidden. Dear God, help me to know my status accurately as I live in this world. May I become a witness who fulfills your kingdom. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.